Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
John doing his best he can. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, Dustin Johnson still looking for his ball there. That's a lot of fun, so this is not going to go very well. But anyway, of course, it's been pretty easy right now. Justin Rose, solid two rounds. He leads the way at the U.S. Open at 7-under par. Louis Oosthuizen making a bit of a run, just one shot off the pace there. He's still on the course. Fowler and Scheifele just getting their round started even on the day. They're 5-under for the tournament, just a couple shots back. Brooks Koepka in the clubhouse at -4. Tiger Woods even. Things are happening right there. The Raptor celebration and parade of 24 years. Hey, it's happening Monday morning, 10 o'clock. Get out there and party. They brought home their first NBA championship on Thursday. The party's still going on. Klay Thompson news, the torn ACL coming into focus right now. League sources telling Yahoo Sports that the Golden State Warriors star shooting guard expected to miss 9 to 10 months of action. Reported timeline for Thompson would put him on track nearing the end of next year. For the five-time All-Star, he doesn't have a contract. Thompson set to hit the free agent market. His four-year, $69 million deal expires June 30th. But today, Klay Thompson's dad says no question that he will resign with the Warriors. Jimmy Butler will not opt into his $19.8 million player option next season, although the Sixers continue to prioritize a new return on the deal. The Washington Wizards prepping to offer Toronto Raptors president Masai Ujiri a deal worth approximately $10 million a year with an opportunity to acquire ownership equity. Sources telling ESPN, Ujiri helped turn the Raptors into contender, also key in making that Kawhi Leonard deal that gave the Raps their first ever championship. Sad news in the NFL today. Denver Broncos owner Pat Bowlen has passed away at the age of 75. He purchased the Broncos back in 1984 and served as the team's CEO until July 2014 when he stepped down due to a battle with Alzheimer's. Bowlen elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a contributor in 2019. He's going to be enshrined this August. Three championships with the Broncos. Jalen Ramsey says, hey, no hometown discount for the Jaguars when it comes to his next contract. The outjoking Jagstar says, no extension has been on the table. The team did exercise the $13.7 million fifth-year option on him. Two-time Pro Bowler, he's set to make $3.634 million this year, but a hell of a lot more in the future. When it comes to pay raises in hockey, nobody's got more leverage than Jordan Binnington, the Blues goalie. Blues GM Doug Armstrong says Binnington's going to get a heavy pay raise after the first ever Stanley Cup. He took over from Jake Allen, and the rest is history. He set a record in the playoffs for a rookie goalie with 16 wins, a .914 save percentage, and was huge in Game 7. He made the league minimum $650,000 last year. Unbelievable stuff. More news, the Islanders have signed Jordan Eberle to a five-year deal worth $27.5 million. He's going to make an average salary of $5.5 million a year, 19 goals and 37 points in 78 games with the Islanders. The Caps traded blue liner Matt Niskanen, a guy who logged a lot of minutes, to the Flyers for tough defenseman Radko Gudas. Women's Cup of World Soccer, England beating Argentina 1-0. Japan over Scotland 2-1. Jamaica, Italy, this one was all Italy. They won 5-0. CFL action tonight. Edmonton hosting Montreal. Eskies 8.5-point favorites. Over, under, gone down in this game too. 49.5. Busy night on the MLB betting board. The suspended 4-4 game between the Mets and Cardinals will resume very soon. 5:10 Central Time. Two games at 7:05. We got Boston -275 at Baltimore. Total 9.5 in this ball game. Arizona at Washington. Nats -185. 7.5. Ray and Scherzer. Five games at 7:10. We got the Angels and Rays. Rays -170. 7.5. Heaney versus Snell. We got the Cleveland Indians tonight laying 65 cents at Detroit. Plutko versus Carpenter. 9.5. Interleague. Texas and Cincy. Reds -165. Chavez versus Maley. And 9.5 is your total. Game two, Mets and Cardinals after they finish the first one. Mets -130. Ponce de Leon versus Stephen Welcome Mats. 8.5. We got Pittsburgh and Miami. Marlins -115. 8.5. Bro versus Richards. 7:20. Philadelphia and Atlanta. Braves -145. Freed Chicken versus Pavetta. 9.5. Three more at 8:10. We talked about this game. Yankees and White Sox. White Sox now favored -115. 9. Sabathia versus Red Hot Giolito. Toronto at Houston. Biggest favorite of the night. Astros -305. 8 is your total. Sanchez and Cole. Kansas City at Minnesota. The Twins -225. Keller versus Gibson Guitars. Total 10. 8:40 action. San Diego at Colorado. the Rockies, minus 130, total 12.5. Quantrill and Hoffman, 9.35. We got Seattle and Oakland, the A's, minus 185. Gonzalez versus the Bassett Hound. Oh, rest of the board, 10-10. Chicago and the L.A. Dodgers. Dodgers laying 50 cents, 8. Hendricks versus Hill in Milwaukee, minus 145 at the San Francisco Giants. Your over-under is 8. We have Davies taking on Drew Pomeranz in that game. Hey, everybody, stick around. I'm Cam Stewart. Hey, we've done level one, level two. We'd like to thank Babano for sticking around on the show. Big man on campus, classy call. We're going into hour three, as Gabe says, level three. So stick around. We got our best bets. And, hey, hockey's over, basketball's over, but we got a hell of a lot of baseball and the CFL. So stick around, everybody. Also, some golf updates. It's Red Heat and Rage Radio, hour three. I'm Cam Stewart, Gabe Marcy host, coming up next.
Either there's more music playing at the end of your update, or your update's a little shorter today.
No, because I usually go five, right? But I think it's supposed to be like six total. So you, when I usually finish and do the cue, it goes right into the thing. But yeah, Engel's throwing a little extra in there. So I'll remember when he's working, I got to go a little bit longer. Yang has the old, you know, back to live action, fellas. And then boom, hits the old music.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I am Gabriel Morenci. Never got to my first Raptor game story. A lot of stuff to get to here. Yeah. We're going to get to the baseball. True. We got a ton of stuff to get to in the last hour. Golf updates. Somebody in the chat's asking about Bellator. I like Lyoto Machida. I don't know. I couldn't find a defense. Yeah, Lyoto Machida still plays. He's going to beat Chael Sonnen, and Chael Sonnen is done. Lyoto Machida is to play tonight in Bellator. All right, so we got a lot of baseball to get to. I want to get to that Raptor story. Raptors are champions, which is real cool. Although everyone's gunning for us right now, the Wizards want Masai Ujiri, and everybody wants Kawhi Leonard. There's no guarantee Kawhi Leonard's going to stay. This jersey I'm wearing might be obsolete soon. But Cam was unbelievable today in New York. So I'm wearing a jersey today. I'm walking down the street in the morning. It starts. Congratulations, man. Some guy on the street. Some car honks at me. Go Raptors. Walking down the street. Some guy, F the Warriors. Get to the hotel. People high-fiving me and stuff. Some security guy that always gives me dirty looks when I come back in from getting some air.
Yeah.
Comes up to me. He's like, congratulations, you won. And then I go to FanDuel Sportsbook. So I'm walking down the street in New York. More people honking. Canada! I walk into the Port Authority. Some dude yells at me, go Canada, man. I'm happy for Canada. Somebody else, F the Warriors. Somebody else, sick jersey, man. Where'd you get that? Somebody else, Kawhi Leonard. I get to the FanDuel Sportsbook. I walk into the book right away. People start high-fiving me. I'm nice. Like Kramer in the episode of Seinfeld when he won the Tony. I have so many people I want to thank. People are treating me, Cam, in New York City today like I'm part of the Raptors.
That's awesome.
I walk in a FanDuel, it's like high five. They're like, congratulations, great, great, great win, bro. And people I don't even know, they're like, I know you're a big Raptor fan, man. And people are coming up to me like, I won something. Hilarious.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Do you feel bad when you draft a player, he doesn't have a good year for you in any fantasy sport, and then the next year he goes off? Like, I've heard people try and take credit for that, saying that, oh, I was just a year early, but I knew the skills were there. No. In a redraft league, you lose. And I lose on Ketel Marte. Man, what a great year he is having.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Thanks, Angle. Shout out to the king, Scott Angle, as well.
Yes.
Where can people find the king right now, Sean? Where can people find... find his breakdowns?
Well, you can find a lot of the stuff that he does over on RoboBowler.com and on WinDaily as well. So you can go check his content out there for football, baseball, and so much more.
Well, tell him, Cam and Morenci, say hi.
They say, what's up?
Yeah, tell him a shout out. He's on Facebook, actually. So, yeah, shout out to the King Angle as well. I'm just looking at my picks here. And, man, I got a lot of them today, Cam. I got a little kick. Well,
that's what happens when you're flush, right? You know what I mean? It's like
I went in, cashed those Raptors, Kawhi Leonard, MVP, and Raptors to win. I just put it all on a bunch of baseball games in one night. 2 months of the grind, Cam. I just spent it all on baseball.
I shouldn't laugh. I actually should say, like, put it in a sock for a rainy day, but we wouldn't be doing a gambling show daily if we didn't make daily picks. I got to be honest, we're at sea, like, I'd like you to at least treat yourself as a friend. I'm going to say one thing. I don't tell people how to live their lives. I just try to give good advice to people that I care about. Treat yourself to some food item that you really, really want that's expensive, something that you crave. Buy the best.
I had a bad grilled cheese. I had a bad grilled cheese at the racetrack today.
I'm not going to say, you know, like grilled cheese. You can go buy Wonder Bread. I'm saying if you like the soft, thick Italiano or whatever, do things that are going to make you happy with the money. That's all.
You know what I'm going to do with the money? I'm going to go pay my cell phone bill tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's a good start. Yep. That's a good start. That's okay. God pay your bills.
Hey, listen, that's the thing with me, though. You know this about me, too. Like, Like people, like some people think like, he's a high roller and stuff. Oh, he's in Toronto. It's like $2,000 a ticket and this. It's like, yeah, I am, but it's all or nothing with me. And that's the way I sort of live my life. Like, you know what I mean? I'm on the top of the mountain and I'm like, well, I just blew everything I had for this. And like, now I've literally got nothing. Like, I literally had, like, I took an Uber back from the airport. It was $36. I had $39 in my account. You know what I mean? It was like one of those deals that I got back, Kev. So it was nice that the Raptors hit, but yeah, I didn't show a hell of a lot of discipline, bro. Like, man, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 7 baseball. I'm like Big Card Julio. I got 7 baseball picks and 2 CFL picks. I got 9 bets, real money, paper right here.
Yep, keep them in a safe spot. Don't let those barcodes go anywhere. I'll tell you.
On the barcode.
That's another thing. I've done that before too. That's the worst. Like, you know me, Gabe, big sweaty hands of blackjack, where you know I'm sitting on the stool for a while and just, oh my god, like the ticket's all moist. No, you got to keep them fresh. Let's see. Rory McIlroy's making a little bit of a charge. I am going to say this, Gabe. Just looking at the golf. If you're going to go through live lines, we can take a look at some things. You're not going to find much value anywhere, but I'm just going to name you a couple of guys. Like, we have Scheifele at 28.
Let me get the live numbers right now, courtesy of FanDuel. All right, so we have Justin Rose, plus 430. He's favored right now.
That's
Rory McIlroy is plus 470.
Yep.
Brooks Koepka is 7-1.
That's what I got,
You said Ricky would be lingering.
He is.
Here he is. Ricky's 8-1. Xander Schauffele is 10-1. Louis Oosthuizen's not going away at 12-1. And then there's a big drop off in odds. So it goes from Oosthuizen at 12-1 to Kuchar to 27. Adam Scott 29. DeChambeau 29. What's your take so far on the tournament?
I like the guys that you're just after the top wave, you're going to get no value. So let's move on to the 25s and more. There's two guys that I'd like to look at. One that our buddy Dan Daly likes, and one that me and you have taken many times, and he's broken our hearts, but he could break through. Hideki Matsuyama, what are you getting him at? 28, Gabe? 30? If he's that price, I think he's worth a click. He's only 4 shots off the pace. Just hit a birdie to go to -3. And I also think Adam Scott at 35-1 has a disciplined game. If you're looking for a little bit more, a guy like Graham McDowell at 45-1 has won on this track before and is dangerous. I have him at 80-1, but at 45, I still think is a very good price. He's 2 under. So those are the guys. I don't think taking Justin Rose at 4-1, McIlroy at plus 470, like that's not enough. It's a golf tournament, but if there's a guy that you like, I would look around that price range.
All right. So a guy, Cam, that is nowhere near the top of the odds tote board right now, and a guy you are raging about. The name of the show is Red Heat and Rage, and I'm often raging, but what the hell is going on with Dustin Johnson, bro?
Yeah, he's 50-1 now. If you want to take Johnson.
Yesterday he was 22-1, and we're like, a little bit of value now. He's only 5 back. How many shots is he back now?
He is back 9 shots.
9 shots?
Yeah.
That's only like 1 or 2 shots closer than you and I are right now back.
Yeah, 9, it's getting out of the double digit range. He does have the potential to go low, but the problem is...
Yeah, but Gabe, so does everyone else ahead of him.
Yeah, no, he's just hitting his iron. His shots are too loose. I can't look at him right now there. I'm already invested at 9-1 or whatever that is, so why the... I'm enough. We got to put the brakes on with him. dangerous player that Joe Ranieri talked about. You know his T18? Jim Furyk. Jim Furyk has one of the low rounds of the day going 4 under today. Great round by Steady Jim. He's 2 under for the tournament. I'm telling you, though, Adam Scott is lingering, man. And this guy's ball striking. If he gets that putter going, he'll be there. Very, very dangerous.
In England, British Open, Adam Scott's going to be in the mix there again. Yeah, it seems like he's knocking on the door for one of these majors. Tiger Woods, 50-1. What's the Tiger Woods update? What's up with Tiger's game?
Tiger played really decently today. He had a real bad end to his round. He was 2 under, and he went bogey-bogey the last 2 holes. He's even. So I don't know what your live odds at FanDuel are for him, but I can tell you this live update. Rory McIlroy just stuffed one within 5 feet. He's probably going to go to 5 under, 2 shots back. Justin Rose is in the clubhouse right now at 7 under. Louis 1 back. Ricky's 2 back. Shifley's two back. It's going to be a great weekend, Gabe. Justin Rose is not going to run away with this tournament by any stretch. And if you bet him at 4-1, that's not a good number.
Hideki's 27 right now. Phil's 34.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
What? How many shots off is Koepka right now at plus 700?
Three. He's three.
But what about that? It's not bad odds. Oh, let's say I get 700 at the end of the night tomorrow. Going into the weekend, Koepka plus 700. I mean, the guy has won for the last eight majors, Cam.
He's amazing. He also is 4-under, not even playing his best golf.
And you know he won't choke either. He'll get stronger as the weekend goes.
Of course he will.
Like, he's like a machine. That's the thing.
He is a machine. And even when he almost did at the last major at the PGA Championship, he buckled down when he needed to win the tournament. The thing about him is he's also like a horse that comes off from the pace. He likes it. When he's three, he's actually in the perfect spot right now. Like, Gabe, we're coming around the turn with momentum and a lane. You know, he's third, and he's just chasing down these other horses, and he's got gas. It's like we're running at Belmont. The stretch is coming, and it's a long stretch. Koepka loves the long stretch. He won't run out of juice. He's a very scary guy. 7-1. I don't know. Yeah, it's. I wouldn't tell anybody to bet it, but stay away from it. But, you know, I really don't want to put $100 or $200 on Brooks Koepka to win $1,400. I got too many other horses in the race. I need Shifley, but we'll see. Yeah, Dustin Johnson, very disappointing this tournament for a course that he is really, really well on. Another guy, Gabe, I'll give you one more. That guy's, I really think, if you have a sprinkle, Francesco Molinari, I don't know what he is at FanDuel. On Mr. Green, he's 50-1. That's well worthy of a $10 or $20 bet. $1,000, he's only five shots back. He had a horrible, horrible end to his round today. Bad break for a double bogey. He's solid, man. He has the perfect type of game for this golf course, too. Watch out for Molinari. No, Molinari.
Oh, Molinari. Yeah, 50-1.
I love that. 50-1 is a great price for him. He's only five back.
50-1. Molinari. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the baseball board. Full slate of baseball on tap this evening. And I got seven baseball picks that have already played, so no turning back. Let's play ball.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hey, go.
Wow. Hey,
you just hear him on the weekend game. But me and Kurtz go, he really fires it up. Yeah. Engel's a machine.
It's amazing. Everyone's in such a good mood, Cam, with the Raptors winning. Like, we bitch about Twitter. Everyone's so positive. Yeah. People are like, great show, great videos, Morency. Congratulations. So everyone's
like, hey, that's the only thing.
Why can't we just win all the time?
Have a perfect world. Yeah, exactly.
Are people in Boston this happy all the time? Like, every day? It's like, hey, we want to, hey, let's go.
Amazing.
All right, so baseball, Major League Baseball. Looks like we have to dive in. I'd like to say I'm going to be careful. I didn't go crazy with the units, but I played too many games. On the bus, on the way to the sports book today, I bought a New York Post, and I was reading the pitching matchups and going over the stuff. I've been following baseball a bit, obviously more than the average person, but same point in time, Cam, man, I've had blinkers on, bro, with the NBA, and the rat. Like, I've had a one-track mind, and I'm a degenerate, but there's been days I haven't even bet. I got a small bet in here, a little parlay, and I didn't care. I was like, whatever, dude. I got a Raptors season futures. I'm really liking the future training. Congratulations to you. You've really nailed it with this future stuff, Cam. Showing the patience, and your bankroll is starting to pay dividends because of it.
Yeah, and it's nice to make, and I learned a hard lesson, and, I'm going to be dead serious. You were there for it. Like, that Super Bowl trip to New York broke me. It was really stupid, and that was my all or nothing thing, right? And to lose on a half point on a teaser, it destroyed me. Like, it was very hard to even do shows that day. We were professionals. We had to do our thing. But Gabe, like, I just go, I can't live like this anymore. I'm not going to say I'm never going to have dumb nights again, but it can't be that extreme. You've done the same thing with Super Bowls and contests and putting tons of money, everything you got. Boom. We've all done it. We all make mistakes, but to stay in the game and to be good at it, we're getting older. I can't be doing this stuff when I'm 60 years old. Me and you put a lot of energy into what we're doing, or whatever.
Right.
So I got to start saving some money. Yeah, it's the thing. I want to see anybody that I know with less money than they need to have. You're not going to be homeless, because we're going to be smart about this stuff and sack some away, make better plays. And you're not going to win or lose, but just don't do dumb stuff where you do 20 times the units or 100 times the units on something. That's unacceptable. So I've been working slowly, Gabe, to get it back. I'm grinding right now, and I tend this is going to be my future from now on. Smart stuff. Not going to win them all, but try to find good numbers and capitalize.
All right, so let's find some good numbers here. I've already placed my bets. We'll see if you agree or disagree. Boston's in Baltimore tonight. Boston are big road favorites with Eduardo Rodriguez on the hill against Luis Ortiz. Red Sox are sort of just floundering. They're a 500 caliber team this year. They're 36-34, 5-5 in their last 10. Baltimore. One thing that stands out of Baltimore, Cam, man, we haven't talked about the Baltimore Orioles in about a week, and I swear to God, I remember saying they have 9 home wins, and they still have 9 home wins. These guys have had 9 home wins for 3 weeks, Cam.
Like, yeah.
I have no interest in this game. I didn't bet it. I'm passing.
I'd stay away from this game with a 10-foot pole just for another reason. When I do my updates, Gabe, I wake up and put the lines in or whatever and update them accordingly. This line, when I first looked, was minus 200. That's what it opened up.
Kashner's a scratch, too. Now. It's like a new guy. Yeah. Rodriguez, yeah. Kashner's
Ortiz,
scratching.
Yeah, it's our boy Ortiz going on tonight. I have won no part of laying 270 with Boston with Rodriguez. Yeah. He's volatile, too. This game is a pass for me. If you want to put Boston in some parlays, let me be your guest. Do your thing, but I'm going to stay away from this game big time.
We haven't done a little market watch, and we're not going to do it right now, but I just want to do a quick check on the Washington Nationals.
I know they
play a little better. Yes, they're still down $1,600, Cam.
Yeah, it's too much. Right? That's their favorite. Yeah,
the most in a National League. They're like the National League version of the Cleveland Indians, in which Every damn night, it's like, yeah, look, they're minus 175. Yeah, but they suck, and they're playing a hot team. Yeah, but it's Scherzer. Yeah, yeah but it's Strasburg.
Doesn't matter.
Here we are again tonight. The Arizona D-backs are hot camp. They're having a great East Coast road trip, and I'm not going to bet against Scherzer, but, man, just betting against Washington every day is profitable.
I'm not laying 200 with the Nationals. Last night, what was the first thing that we said before the Raptor game?
And I'm not even putting them in a parlay either.
No, I'm not doing anything with this game either. I'm just going to make a point. Last night we thought that Greinke was a trap at 20 cents. Gabe, he pitched amazing. They won 5-0. It was unbelievable. We almost got him at a pick by game time. That's the respect that the books give the Nationals. I'm not doing it. I'd look at Ray at plus 170, but just being a little more selective, I'd pass on that game. But if you laid 200 with Scherzer, go at it. Sure, might win the game. That's a horrible price.
It is. All right. Texas and Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Reds camp. You know, they had a tough start. They really started to grind away. They're only six games under 500. You consider how bad they were out of the gate, actually. It's quite an accomplishment. But you know what's crazy about the Cincinnati Reds is, and you talk about, you and I talked about it. Remember, like you said, going into March Madness, always the opposite. Remember that stupid team, like Prairie View A&M? These kids shoot like 18% from three.
Yeah.
But they were like 14-14 in the NCAA tournament.
Exactly.
It was like the Warriors. Like they were better than Curry and Thompson. They literally hit like their first 14 3-point shots.
It was
a bunch
stupid.
Of gangly kids that weren't recruited anywhere. Like swish, 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 swish. So the Cincinnati Reds, Cam, are known. Yeah, they can hit the ball. They play in a sandbox. They got shitty pitching. The Cincinnati Reds can't hit, but can pitch. And the Cincinnati Reds have 9 straight games under the number. This is one of the deals, Cam, where we talk about having faith to the overs. I'm more of an under guy when I bet on baseball. It was 10. It was quickly bet down to 9. I got a 9 in this game. I know it sounds like, are you crazy? Texas and Cincinnati? Jesse Chavez and Tyler Molly, you're going to go under 9 in Cincinnati with these two teams? Yes, I am, because the Reds are 9-0 to the under in their last 9.
Here's the thing. Watch a lot of baseball, especially on the weekends, Gabe, in the afternoon games when me and Kurtz are doing the weekend fantasy update and the betting shows. I'm looking at Maley. He's one of those guys that's actually really doing quite well. Cincinnati, yeah, that total's 9. Chavez can pitch well. The Rangers better home than a road, but I'm not going to talk you out of it. I also don't want to lay 70 cents with the Reds, despite them being, I think they're going to win this game tonight against Texas. Maley's a very, very decent pitcher that gets no respect. Yeah.
I played the under.
I would like 9.5. I wish you got the hook on that game, but still at 9. You know what? Yeah. Yeah. It's a high total. Chavez can pitch good too.
I don't need
the question is
hook.
How long does he go? How long is he going to go? That's the thing about Chavez.
I'm putting the foot down. I don't need that.
Put it down.
This next one, I might be crazy because the Pittsburgh Pirates are 7-3 to the over in their last 10 games. The Miami Marlins are 7-3 to the over in their last 10 games, and I have the under 8.5. I bet the under 8.5. And you know what?
Actually,
I like it even more. You know this too, Cam. You and I know.
Yep.
Every time you log on to these gaming sites, Vegas Insider covers, Wager Talk, ooh, they're 9-0 here and under this situation. Yeah, it's a certain loss.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying it's a certain loss. Give me the under in this game. I like the way I like the pitchers here. This Trevor Richards pitcher can pitch, Cam.
I'm telling you something. Miami might make the card tonight.
Richards is 3-1 with a 1.74 earned run average over his last 5 starts, bro. Limited people to 5 hits in 19 innings, this kid. People don't know about this guy. He can pitch.
Hear what you said? The best was, hey, bro, guess who's pitching for the Pirates?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, bro, I got a story for you, bro.
Yeah, bro Miami doesn't Marlins. Suck either. Bro's no, been good, too.
I actually,
really
here's
good.
The thing. Both pitchers are have no name value. You get the Miami Marlins at home. They're 25 cents is up to 30 now on Mr. Green. I like Miami tonight. Pittsburgh's an ice-cold team, the Pirates. And Miami is not a team like Baltimore or whatever. They grind a lot more. I don't mind it. I like the favorite, Miami, small favorite, and you're under. Keep digging.
Yes, sir. I have it. I played it.
You know me, though, Gabe. I'm more
$50 of baseball bet I played.
That's why we're a good team. You're like you like your sides. You know what I mean? You're like when you go into Kentucky Fried Chicken, you like No, you're like totals, props, right? No, I'm a sides man. I'm the sides man. You know, you got to give me the gravy.
No, but
whatever.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. No. But you like you're more, you like the meat stuff, but I'm not guy. Give me the corn on the cob and the potatoes and a Pepsi.
I'm the meat guy.
I like the sides and the prop and the desserts. Yeah.
No, yes, and I like the big ass pieces of chicken. That's what I like.
Cam, people think Cam eats everything. He's not a big sweet guy. Cam doesn't crush cakes. He doesn't have like Sara Lee cakes. And but you know what? You do have a sweet tooth for teasers.
Know what?
You do. You and I both have that Skittles there, the teaser.
Yeah, I know. Here, my doctor says, he goes, Cam, you're a big guy. Are you going to give up something in your life? He's like, Pepsi. I go, no. Yeah, smoking. Yeah,
you're like, nah.
How about teasers?
Pepsi. That was a quick no, Cam. That was a quick no with Pepsi. You're like, no.
I told the guy, I go, you want to take everything that I love out? I'll do one thing right now. And cola's not going to be it. So teasers, yes. Less teasers.
I've seen Cam drink like 6 Pepsi in a row. He's like, you know, very tasty.
Very tasty.
You can live forever, but what's the point if you don't enjoy yourself? He's crushing the Pepsi.
I'm going to tell you something, too. My taste buds are changing, Gabe. I don't admit this often. I've been buying Coke a lot more now, too. Like, I'm really mixing it up. I used to do 2 Pepsis, then the Coke. Now I'm doing 2 Cokes and a Pepsi. Like, things are changing.
How do you feel about Dr. Pepper?
I'm going to tell you something about Dr. Pepper. It's not a drink that I love on its own. I like it with it's way too sweet, but I will say this.
It doesn't go with anything.
No, it does go with one thing.
Like a Coca-Cola. No, but I'm saying Coca-Cola and food. Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Coke and a fries. Coke and a hamburger.
Coke and a steak.
Coke and anything. Coke and a barbecue. Coke and popcorn. Coke in a movie theater. Even Pepsi per se. Dr. Pepper, I'm saying, does Dr. Pepper go good with a bag of chips? Dr. Pepper, to me, is good for that first sip. I'm like, yeah, this tastes good. And then the second sip, my stomach hurts after.
It's too sweet, man. Yeah, people think Coke and Pepsi sweet. Dr. Pepper, I don't know what they put in that stuff. Great, though, with rum, lots of ice cubes.
Yeah, rum and Dr. Pepper's good.
Yeah. I'm not drinking it solo.
The rum or the Dr. Pepper? Okay, bad decision.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you the premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Do you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to Fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's Fat100.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Red Heat Rage Radio, Hour 3. I'm Cam Stewart, along with Gabe Morenci. Congratulations to everybody who cashed those Raptor tickets last night. I know, congratulations to me and my buddy Visine Vince with the Raptors Blues Parlay, if you guys decided to do that, too. And now we're going through the baseball board tonight. It's a very, very big board. And my boy Morenci, he likes the totals in this game. I'm more of a sides man. I like a big, big, big steak, big barrel of chicken. And I don't know what we're going to do with these games, but I'll tell you one thing. Crazy line in the Houston-Toronto Blue Jays game. Right now, the Astros, they're laying 300 with Gerrit Cole against Sanchez. It's not like Sanchez is the Blue Jays' worst pitcher. Also, Kevin Biggio, son of Craig Biggio, making his Astros Blue Jays debut in Houston tonight, too. So that's going to be a very emotional night there. But minus 300 for the Houston Astros in that game, total eight. That's a lot of juice. You're putting the Astros in something. It needs to be parlayed, Morenci. That's what I'm thinking, but I'm not going to do that right now. I think I'm going to do some other things, like take the Miami Marlins, as crazy as that sounds, at minus 130 against Pittsburgh. 8.5 is the total in that game. Gabe likes the under. Next game on the docket, kind of an interesting one. So they got to finish that first St. Louis Cardinals and Mets game. That one was suspended 4-4 in the ninth inning. So they're going to finish that game. And then afterwards, we got Cardinals and Mets with Ponce de Leon against welcome mats or doormats there. Interesting stuff with St. Louis, plus 110 in this game. The Mets minus 130. Don't really have a vibe in this game there. So I think I might have to pass on that game, even though Mats is minus 130. The Mets are at home. That's going to be a very, very difficult baseball game. Got to be selective tonight. I know Morenci is talking about Texas and Cincinnati. The under, keep digging.
Yes, sir.
With Texas
straight under.
And Cincinnati. But this Mets-Cardinals game with Ponce de Leon and Mats, I don't think I really have too much of a vibe on, Gabe. And as we talked about with my big soliloquy off the top, I'm not going to be forcing the issue. So I think I'm going to pass on the Cards-Mets game. Do you bet that one?
If you like betting overs, the Twins are 8-1-1 to the over in their last 10 games. You know who the coldest pitcher on the board is tonight, and I bet against him, is Brad Keller of the Kansas City Royals. Tried to do the old Mark Lawrence. Brad Keller.
Keller.
Brad Keller. He's the best. Noter.
Noter. The best one to do, though, is George. Town.
No, George.
Like it's too
George good. Town.
Yeah. Like I shop George, at George.
Georgetown.
Town, big and tall.
Yeah.
Georgetown. Yeah, well, his cadence is the best. He did it a couple times when we were doing the American Athletic Conference.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, this guy.
Okay, Temple are a great football team.
I know. It's so awesome. I love
it. You just heard us. When I said Brad Keller, I'm like, coldest pitcher right now in baseball. Brad Keller. I like the pause at Brad Keller. Yeah, Mark Lawrence's intonations are really the best. Like, they slay me in camp. Like to George, he separates Georgetown. It's not like Georgetown. He's like Georgetown. Like it's like a guy, Georgetown. Like, you know what I mean?
I love it. It's my favorite.
All right. So, we're not going to go over a baseball bet because I got seven of them. So this is what I got, Cam. I took the Atlanta Braves tonight to beat the Phillies. Why? Because the Braves are smoking hot, buddy. I'm not getting in front of a team. I ride hot streaks when I bet baseball. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Bet against teams that are on a losing streak. Bet on teams that are on a winning streak. The Atlanta Braves are 7-0 in their last seven games. I'm not getting in front of this tonight. Short price at home.
I'm looking at it, too, and it's going to make my card. I always text my boy Vince before the start of the night. He's actually really hot in baseball now. He's been, like, riding the Giants when they're winning and taking really weird stuff. Told me to take the Royals the other night. They got it done. Like, he's in one of his little, like, feeling good with the Raptors type of thing. So it's actually funny. That's the only game we disagree on. He likes Philadelphia tonight, and I say I'm riding Atlanta, and I respect his opinion. I respect him as a person, but I'm with you. I think Fried Chicken, old Fried Chicken there, is a good pitcher. I think Pivetta on the road in Atlanta against a hot-hitting team is a recipe for disaster. I'm going to lay it down with the Braves. I'm with you. I think the Braves are a hot baseball team. They see the finish. They see things right now. They're hitting the ball. They're lining up. Everybody's getting on base. They have a real good thing going on, and they have a pitching advantage. I took Pivetta before when we won his last start game, but he didn't pitch great in that game. They're just lucky they scored a lot of runs. Atlanta for me.
Exactly. So I've got the Atlanta Braves minus 132. I've got the Rangers and the Reds. So Braves are on a 7-0 winning streak right now, guys. They've won their last seven baseball games. Texas and the Reds. Yeah, it's risky. It's under 9. The Reds are 9-0 to the under in their last nine baseball games. Pirates and Marlins. This one's a little risky, but we got some good pitchers.
I'm on the Marlins.
Yeah, Richards has been pitching good, and so is Bro. Under 8.5, Pirates, Buckaroos, and the Fish. Give me under 8.5. Now let's get into some Captain Chalk territory. Parlay camp. Minnesota Twins. I'm picking on Brad Keller and the Toronto Blue Jays. Give me the Houston Astros in a parlay tonight. Twins, Stros, parlay, minus 115.
Yeah, I can't argue with it. I'm just going to say, yeah, Cole is
I know
awesome
Aaron
pitcher.
Sanchez is on the hill. I know.
He's okay, but, you know, it's 300. That's the thing. I think, you guys, if you take Houston and bet 300, that's just stupid. You could do two things with it. You could do what you could parlay it, or you could take them at minus 1.5. That's the thing. What's that parlay with the Twins? You're getting how much you have to lay? 20 cents about? Twins and them? Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, with Gibson guitars there. Keller's horrible. I could agree with that parlay for sure. I agree.
I'm taking the LA Dodgers tonight just because the Dodgers are good.
They are.
I am taking the Dodgers. I got the Dodgers minus 142, and I'm going Cubs-Dodgers under 8. I think it's a lower scoring game tonight.
I agree with you. I think the Dodgers might make the card. It's funny. You got, what did you say? How many baseball games? You betting 7?
7.
I think I'm going to do 7. The old, kind of like for today's show, 6. 6 pack. A nice 6 pack. And I think the
you know
Dodgers
what I say,
are
Cam,
be-
here we go. As Henry Rollins stated, I got a 6 pack and nothing to do. I got a 6 pack and I don't need you.
That's right. I got
Although
baseball.
I need you, buddy. I need you. Yeah. I don't mean to.
Yes. He's basically saying,
Angle.
I got a 6 pack, screw off.
Angle. Find the Black Flag song, 6 pack here right now. Let's play a little 6 pack. I was thinking too, since the Homicide Masters already came, sounds wicked. It's fully produced now, thanks to Metalworks.
When are you going on tour? That's what I was actually talking to you about, because I'm going to take my
surgery. I'm getting messages right now about tour stuff like that. In this show, people are like asking, we got to go on a tour to Europe in September. I'm like, it's not happening. I'm not going to Europe
Montreal.
In September.
It's Europe. Yeah, Gabe, I'll see the show. Hey, I'll meet you in Stuttgart.
I told these guys, listen, I got a gig here. I'm busy. I said I can do a weekend here or there. These guys are like right away, yeah. We got a thing in Europe.
I got an idea.
A message.
We're going to go to Munich and
down.
Then we'll meet in Amsterdam. Yeah, these guys settled down. Europe. European tour? What are you, jet set?
These guys can barely afford gas, Montreal to New York.
These are the same guys that I met at Metalworks. Yeah, they're bitching and complaining. Yeah, to put money in the gas. You're right, in the truck. Come on. Yeah, we're going to Europe. Sure you are.
Yeah.
They can't even get from Strathroy to Kitchener.
Tour opens in Switzerland, Cam.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'll meet you in Lucerne, Switzerland. Hold on. Things are going so good. Then we'll fly to Munich. Yeah. I'll catch you in Lyon. Like, you're not going anywhere. These guys could barely get to London, Ontario from Kitchener, let alone Europe. Sorry. I'm calling bullshit.
These guys argue about Tim Hortons, like coffee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You got a breakfast sandwich? Oh, shit. $3.99. It's like, really? And you're going to go to Europe. Okay. I hope you win the lottery or whatever. I hope they had Raptors futures.
At least they're thinking big.
They are thinking big.
All right. Big. So, so these are my seven baseball picks. I've got the Braves minus 132. 7-0 last 7. Rangers, Reds, under 9. 9 straight unders. Pirates, Marlins. Love Trevor Richards on the hill tonight. Give me under 8.5. Twins, Astros, parlay. Minus 115. Twins get Brad Keller and the terrible Royals. Astros host the Blue Jays tonight. L.A. Dodgers are just smoking. Give me the Dodgers minus 142. Cubs, Dodgers under 8 runs. Low scoring game tonight. And I just think that the Royals with cheese and the Twinkies tonight, Cam. I'm going to go under 10. A lot of runs here tonight, I think. I'll give you the pitching matchup right now and some numbers to back it up, but
yep.
I think it's too high here tonight.
Between, I agree with that one.
Here's the thing. Gibson.
People don't understand, too. The Royals, they don't score runs anymore. They don't do anything. They don't hit home runs. They get on base. That's the only way they can manufacture runs with the speed of Billy Hamilton. Like, they're a different team now, Gabe. So they're making this line based on these pitchers, and it's the highest line. Are you kidding me?
We were kidding about Brad Keller earlier. He's actually pitched pretty well. He just doesn't have any luck.
He's been
allowed 2 runs and 5 hits in a season-high 8 innings in his last start. Third consecutive setback in the 5th and 6th turns for the 23-year-old, who has issued just 2 walks to 21 frames in his last 3 outings. You know, it's the Royals. Like you said, guys can't hit, bro. So, and the Twins, I'm thinking Twins win this game. Let's say Twins win 5-3 or something. 6-3. 5-2. 6-2. Number's a little high to me at 10, Cam. Give me the under.
Yeah, I that's the thing. I don't think Kansas City is going to be scoring a lot of runs on Gibson. The thing about Gibson is, Gabe, he's a very interesting guy. Like, I watch him pitch a lot. He's very, very big and tall, but he doesn't use his frame a lot. He's got to trust his stuff a lot more. You said it. I don't think Keller is great, but he is kind of a hard luck case, too. That line's too big. I would have made that. I'm going to tell you, at our sports book, that line would have been 8.5, 9 max, not 10. I agree.
All right, those are my baseball picks. I played. There's only one CFL game tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking Montreal.
Montreal.
Yeah, I'm on Montreal, man.
Dealer.
I'm on Montreal. Pippen's a good quarterback, man.
The playmate.
I'm not doing a teaser either. I said it off the show. I got to practice what I preach. I was like, ooh, Montreal plus 15.5 over 42. No, none of that stuff. Just take the damn points. No Tommy teaser bull. That's just crap.
Yeah.
I'm not, and we're gonna do no worry. You trust your pick. You don't need to tease it. That's okay. We've had this conversation before. The problem is it looks so good. Sometimes me and you know what I mean? It's like I go to the butcher and I look at the quality cuts. Like, I gotta say no sometimes. Gotta say no.
You and I talked about this. I'm having a flashback right now because you and I were like, man, we like Pipkin a lot. And you and I were like, what college did he go to? And I'm not trying to put you in the hot seat right now, but what college did Pipkin go to?
He went to that small little school where their mascot looks like.
Good call, Ken. Exactly. Because I was thinking Pipkin. I like this kid, but I've only seen him play in the CFL. Tiffin.
Yeah, that's right.
Tiffin University. Antonio Pipkin. But this kid was so good, man. He got invited to the Arizona Cardinals camp. He's a good quarterback, this kid, man.
He
was on the Alouettes. Johnny Manziel was there. Pipkin smoked this. He smoked Manziel. Like, Manziel, lost the job. Pipkin was the best quarterback on the team.
Here's the thing. People are going to look at the statistics and go, wow, Pipkin, he threw 3 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Look at the other side, people. He ran for 8 touchdowns. And this is in limited CFL experience, averaging 5.6 yards a carry.
One of the worst
Watch out for
ever.
This guy. Exactly. That's all you need to know. Give me the Alouettes.
I like the Gary Jones hire, Cam. I think the Alouettes have a little jump in the step now. They go from old man Sherman that doesn't know what a freaking rouge is between like a piece of toilet paper and to Kahari Jones, who's won great cups and played in the CFL forever as a quarterback that understands the league inside out. Come on, man. The Alouettes, I know it's been a disaster for the Alouettes. They got ownership issues right now, and people are like, oh, it's a disaster. They fire Sherman a week before the season starts. It's better late than never. Get it going. About time Kahari Jones gets a chance. Let's rock.
I'm going to tell you something, too, Gabe. We talk about nice people in the industry. I remember back in the day when I was doing some stuff, I was visiting my brother in Calgary. Kahari Jones, I've met on 2 separate occasions, always spoke highly of our show, said he was a big fan, nothing but polite, and he was fantastic. I'm happy for him, too. He's one of the good guys. I wish him the best. It's going to, and the CFL is very different than other leagues. You get a coach you like, you'll see changes quickly. Like, you'll see them overachieving, do things, and I think it's too many inflated points tonight. I am on the Alouettes plus the points.
And the Eskimos have a new quarterback. They lost Riley. They're starting over, too. They're starting over.
Edmonton's going to have a rough year. I think they're a team I'd fade a lot this year.
I was just wondering, actually. I didn't hear that he was on hold. The guy that, I know you, Morenci, and I guarantee you that they're happy to lose. Funny. Where's he at right now? I guess that's the worst.
Not on hold.
He isn't. That's the whole thing. That at least I'd have a smidgen of respect for some of these dickheads if they'd actually call back the next day and say, "Well, I was wrong." But the fact that they just
big man was exactly. A big man today. He stepped up.
Yeah, but this guy, like, bro, you lose all cred. Like, I don't care. You talk, I know you. I live in Vegas, but I'm not really in Vegas. My name's not really Mike. Yeah, whatever, bro. I know you're tuning in right now. You lose. And you know what? You're a coward for not calling back in. But me and Cam are used to people like you. We've been doing it for 18 years. What's your place here tonight?
Funny, it got dark in here all of a sudden. I think a storm's brewing, Morenci. I'm like you in the New York. Remember, you got the light and I'm in the dark. It's like, ooh, I got for you. I got a six-pack for you, Gabe. Going to have a six-pack tonight. Miami Marlins, it made the card. I like the Atlanta Braves. Hopefully not against my buddy Vince, but I'm on Atlanta. The San Diego Padres at a pick 'em in Colorado signed me up with Paul Quantrill's son. Hoffman's a gas can. The White Sox with Giolito. Got to go back for another some soft serve with Giolito. Minnesota.
Yankees is a dog. I'm not taking.
I'm not going hard or crazy, but I like the Dodgers. Finally, Milwaukee. So Miami, San Diego, Atlanta, White Sox, Milwaukee, and the Los Angeles Dodgers. What do you got for me tonight? Oh yeah, and I got a parlay: Oakland, Houston, Tampa Bay, and Minnesota pays 8-1. Gabe, what do you got?
Oh, you rattled it off pretty fast. You got another minute.
Sorry. Oakland, Houston, Tampa Bay, Minnesota. Parlay 8-1. That's nice. Thank you. And the Alouettes plus 8.5. I appreciate you. Right. I think I'm a ventriloquist or a speed talker. Baseball, I like the Miami Marlins, the San Diego Padres, the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago White Sox, the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Dodgers. What do you got for me?
I've got the Atlanta Braves minus 132. I've got the Texas Rangers and the Cincinnati Reds to go under 9. Pittsburgh Pirates, Miami Marlins under 8.5. Minnesota Twins, the Houston Astros parlay, L.A. Dodgers minus 142 to beat the Cubs, Cubs-Dodgers under 8, Royals-Twins under 10, $50 a baseball bet. And also, I played 50 everything here tonight, so $450 in action. And we've got the Montreal Alouettes plus the 8.5, whatever it was, and Alouettes Eskimos under 50. What was it? I think it was 8 I only got, actually.
It's actually, that line's gone down, too. I see 49.5. You probably got it at 50, 51. So that's the line's going down in the football game, for sure.
You and I are moving numbers. People are smart.
Moving numbers.
Well, look, the number was 10 yesterday for the Alouettes. Now it's 8. It's 8 for a reason, Cam.
Yeah, I agree. 8.5. Well, we need that hook.
I got 8.
Wow, really? I think it's going to be a tight game. I think if Edmonton wins, they win by like a field goal. I think Montreal can win this game outright.
East Coast Montreal money here in New York came in on the Owls.
Plus 270 on the money line. Very intriguing.
Could happen. Kahari Jones, this game is head coach. Could happen.
It could happen. It really could happen. That's it's worth a look. I can tell you that. But I'll definitely take the 8.5 points. Golf
so the parade.
Update. We'll see what happens. Is there any guys you're going to bet live? McIlroy is now the favorite at plus 350.
I have no idea who's going to win, bro. At this point, it's like Russian. It's like pinball. It's bouncing around all over the place.
It is. Golf's tough. It's not an easy sport anymore. There's too many good players. It used to be a sport where you can really, really make a lot of dough. Now there's just too many guys.
Xander Schauffele or Brooks Koepka.
I'm going to say, I'm going to take a shot, Gabe. Molinari at 50-1 will be bet on tonight, 5 strokes back. Going to take a shot.
Seems like Engel got into bonus time here or something like that.
Yeah.
Keep waiting for the showdown, Billy.
Oh, I know. There's no music. It's 50. Where is the music? I don't know.
Yeah. Are we ending to sing Engel or what? Like,
we might be off the air. I got no idea.
We're about to end right here, right now.
Oh, right now. All right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Angle, at noon.
What time you on? What time you on that game?
Yeah, me and George Kurtz, it's now called Weekend Bets. Noon till 3, Angle's the guy. And who's on earlier before me? Blewett and Galina?
Galina and Blewett and sometimes George Kurtz.
And sometimes Kurtz.
Right, say hello to my boy, Joe the Fish.
Yeah, Joe the Fish.
It's Fish Market, too.
My neighbor's checking out my barbecue. He's wondering why I'm barbecuing from the top deck. But the guy's a freak. Watching your barbecue. Yeah, you're telling me.
A lot of freaks out there. All right, tune in to game time decisions and the morning after on Monday for the worldwide radio debut news of the new homicide record. Left for dead. Great job, Bengals. Shout out to our boy Yang. Be the North. Other than that, you're on your own.